516.
Yes, we went back out.
4567 from Rupert and Hillsdale and Lombard.
Hey, 4567, I got your request to talk. How can I help you?
I had a customer that my second to last getting off right before our Tiger Transit Center. And I couldn't understand what she had said. She was intoxicated, it seemed like, and didn't have fare, let her go. But she hit my brakes for a yellow light, and she said something about hitting her hand or something. I asked her if she was all right, and she said, yeah, she was fine. She didn't fall down, didn't have any kind of an accident, wasn't a sudden stop. And I just keep doing it. I was like, do I need to call? Or, so I'm calling, see what you want, if you wanted me to call or not.
Okay. So, as you were braking at your last stop before Tiger Transit Center, somebody made a claim about something about their hand, but there was no sign of injury, no fall. They said they were not hurt, did not need medical, but were unsure of what happened, correct?
That is correct.
You know what? I'm going to say no. I think you're fine. You did not see anything. There was nobody fall. Nobody came up to you and showed you an injury, said they were hurt. Did not require medical. We don't even know if anything happened. So I'm just going to say no on this one.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything or see anything. Didn't hear any thump or anything at all. I didn't think anything really of it. And then later on, as I'm driving back, I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe I should call it in and there's somebody sitting in the middle of the road in two lanes of traffic in dark clothes at Beaverton Hillsdale and Menlo. They're between the two lanes going eastbound, dark clothes. Someone's walking out to them.
Okay. Now you got me lost. So now somebody's sitting in the middle of the road?
Yeah, some gal came out and sat in the middle of Beaverton Hillsdale. Not in the center lane, but in between the two eastbound lanes. And then another person in the car came by and grabbed her and forcibly gutted the sidewalk. I think they're together. I think they're having some kind of a spat. She's willfully getting into the passenger side of the car. I'm going to go ahead and disregard. She kind of threw me for a loop right while we were talking.
Yeah, you threw me for a loop, too. We're talking about a person's hand and then somebody in the middle of the road. You're having an interesting night, aren't you?
I think it's a full moon. Or maybe that's a street light.
All right. Well, we're going to disregard that because I believe it's probably nothing, and you did no hard stop, nothing, so we'll just disregard.
Thank you. I just want to cover my bases. I don't want to, definitely don't want to have an issue where I didn't follow procedure.
Nope, if somebody says something, I'll take this one for you. I'll say I just said no on the thing. You tried, and we're good. You have a safe night, 1959.